This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. With the COVID-19 vaccine drawing closer, public health officials across the United States are gearing up for the biggest vaccination effort in the U.S. history. It will be a monumental undertaking to distribute hundreds of millions of doses, prioritize who's first in line, and ensure that people who get the initial shot return for the necessary second one. The push could begin as early as next month. That's when federal officials say the first vaccine may be authorized for emergency use and immediately deployed to use to high-risk groups such as healthcare workers. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he hopes shots will be available to all Americans in April, May, and June. The United States continues to see the strongest surge of the entire virus pandemic, and localities nationwide are taking action.
In Chicago, where the new daily case total has nearly quadrupled over the past month, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is urging residents to only go out for essentials, and starting Monday will limit social gatherings to 10 people.
You must cancel the normal Thanksgiving plans.
Detroit will suspend in-person classes next month. In Louisiana, a judge has rejected a GOP effort to end Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards' statewide mask mandate and other restrictions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of people seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 8 months.
The Labor Department says 709,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week, a still high number, but the lowest figure since March. It's a sign the job market might be slowly healing. But that improvement will be put at risk by a resurgence in confirmed coronavirus cases. As colder weather arrives, consumers may become more cautious about leaving their homes.
That's AP correspondent Mike Kempen reporting, and this is VOA News. France's Prime Minister Jean Castex says that there will be no easing of a second COVID-19 lockdown in France for at least 2 weeks, with the number of people in hospitals with coronavirus now higher than at the peak of the first wave. As officials across Europe warned against COVID-19 complacency following this week's announcement by Pfizer of a potentially effective vaccine, Castex said his government intended to intensify policing of the lockdown in Paris. He said a quarter of current deaths in the country were due to the virus, and that while the R rate that measures the spread was now below one, it was too early to contemplate relaxing measures. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top advisor plans to step down at the end of the year after a bruising battle for influence at the heart of the British government's fueled by tensions for Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid speculation that he would leave government, Dominic Cummings late Thursday night told the BBC that he planned to be largely redundant by Christmas. Political commentators had suggested Cummings would step down after one of his allies was denied an appointment as Johnson's chief of staff. Cummings, a chief architect of the campaign to have Britain leave the European Union, has been a divisive figure inside the government ever since Johnson became prime minister 18 months ago. An election security committee made up of ranking state and federal officials reports that it has found no evidence of voter fraud or other major problems with last week's United States elections. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A bipartisan joint state and federal committee set up security agency formed by President Trump 2 years ago reports that last week's election was the most secure in the nation's history. In a statement, the committee, made up of top state election officials, voting systems experts, and federal cybersecurity officials, found no evidence that votes were compromised or altered in last week's presidential election, and it rejects unsubstantiated claims of widespread fraud made by President Trump and many of his supporters. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday the European Union was playing a sad role after the bloc renewed sanctions on Venezuelan entities and 36 government officials. The EU on Thursday extended sanctions against Venezuela to November 14, 2021 for human rights violations and the undermining of democracy and the rule of law. The regional bloc maintains an arms sales embargo and prohibits sales of equipment for internal repression, as well as the prohibition of travel and a funding freeze on 36 officials. In a statement, the European Council said the decision was taken in light of the current political, economic, social, and humanitarian crisis in Venezuela. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Hits.